mic on? Is it on? Yeah. Hey, this is your host, Kuma Shadow. Just wanted to tell you guys something, that this is our actual first episode of Decent Radio where there's just not me talking. Sakura and Final both make an appearance in this episode, and we do go off a little bit offhand, a little bit differently than previous episodes of Decent Radio. Like I said, two more people kind of adds to the dynamic. So I want to say before the episode starts, thank you both Final and Sakura for helping me out with this episode. You guys were a bunch of help. Hopefully we can do this again sometime. And I hope that means next episode. So sit back, enjoy Decent Radio Episode 3, Season 2.
Shoobus ma whoopus!
3, 2, 1!
Hi everybody.
Hola.
This is Decent Radio Season 2, Episode 4. Or if you're not really counting, this is kind of technically Episode 5. Yeah. I think. I lost count.
How many episodes we put in this season?
I don't know.
I didn't know we had seasons.
I just made up a new season because we started recording it again.
Okay.
Like I said, this is a brand new Decent Radio, and if you guys have been following me on Twitter and stuff, you know that I actually got two more people that actually do help up on the blog and stuff like that. Everybody say your name, hi, and stuff like that.
Hello, I'm Sakura.
Final. Oh, and I think you insulted Facebook by not mentioning Facebook, because Facebook is more important than Twitter.
Oh, wow.
And
if people were on Facebook and on Decent Radio's fan page, shameless promotion, maybe then I will talk about Facebook.
I've been doing my job to the best of my abilities.
Maybe if we had 25 fans on there and we can get our username, shameless promotion, we could actually do that. We could.
The thing is, I refuse to get a Twitter account. Can't help you.
The thing is how I have a Twitter account but don't know how to use it because it's stupid.
It's not stupid. It's just
Twitter is useless.
I find use in Twitter somehow. I talk to people there.
I will never jump on that bandwagon.
No. Twitter is a no-go.
Okay, well, introductions aside, if you haven't already...
Your dog is just kicking crap in the yard.
I'm not paying attention.
Don't look at it. You'll be memorized.
You should turn around. Oh,
God. You'll be memorized,
please,
right?
She's not turning like, around.
But with introduction aside, if you haven't already guessed.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't already guessed.
Touch it.
Sean.
Turn around.
Well, Final is actually watching my dog poop.
That's just gross.
That was nasty.
She probably will do it again.
Oh, well, I'm going to.
I'm letting you guys know that now. If you guys haven't already found out who I am Shadow. Maxo is actually holding the microphone, and we're going to ignore him. But, yeah, we actually have people that actually say other stuff, so that way I'm not here. And Sakura's being mad at her Sims again. Well, in general, her computer. Right? Okay, yeah, she nodded to me, yes. You guys can't see that, but she nodded to me, yes. But, I'm actually going to open up the whole conversational thing so we can start talking, not like we already have, because we were talking before we recorded. What have you guys been playing, reading, anything?
I started playing Black Ops, but I suck, so I think I might be giving up on that pretty soon.
No more Black Ops. No more Call of Duty. Please. I don't want to play Call of Duty 9. That's what we're playing, Call of Duty 9. Really? How many other game series have number 9 besides Final Fantasy? None.
Wait, there was...
I was about to correct myself.
I think Shin Megami Tensei counts
to
that.
I was about to correct myself.
Oh, how I love Shin Megami Tensei, and I want a 3DS because of that.
The point is, Call of Duty has changed from an action game to an action RPG game.
Which I agree.
Don't understand.
I agree.
And Call of Duty has now become another sport.
If you're ready to shut off.
And we should talk about other games. I've been playing a lot of Fallout lately because I love Fallout.
One day I hope to play that.
You could always just come over and start a file and play to your heart's content.
I will do that.
Seeing as how I live so far away. You know, right down the street. All those 0.2 miles.
Okay. I have been also been playing Black Ops, but I actually split that between either playing Pokemon Black, which I just now started back playing again, and Final Fantasy 3, which I ended up finding after 3 years.
You know what?
I think the check was short.
I take that back about Call of Duty. Call of Duty 9. I don't want to play Pokemon number 32 anymore. I'm tired of playing Pokemon. Pokemon was the game.
No, they ran out of colors.
The season. The second season.
Oh, they're coming out with a gray. I can see them come out with a gray.
Well, no. They had silver. They don't need gray.
They gotta have gray.
No. I don't want to play Pokemon Rainbow Color Wheels anymore.
What about Double Rainbow Edition?
I played the whole rainbow.
Double Rainbow all the way?
That aren't in the rainbow.
Rainbow Bonus Edition.
I played colors that are not colors at all.
Like ooh, what about Nyan Cat? What about Nyan Cat Edition? Just had the cat go,
nyan, 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 nyan. I played Pokemon all the rainbows. I played Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Coliseum, Pokemon DX, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Which I'm surprised they haven't made another Pokemon Stadium yet.
Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Hey You Pikachu.
Wait, there's a Pokemon Hey You Pikachu?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Now I remember that game.
I was about to get mad at you, because you came over and played it.
I remember that game now. That was the one where you got the, you had a Pikachu inside your house.
Pokemon has too many games.
Yeah, the point is, besides Call of Duty, which we're playing Call of Duty 9, if you people aren't keeping up yet, I'm pretty sure it's Call of Duty 9.
Yes, 9.
Black Ops is Call of Duty 9. That's a way that they shorten it. You know how when they come out with movies and they come out with something, they change the title? Like, instead of calling it Final Destination number 7, they just call it Final Destination? Yeah.
The Final Destination.
The Final Destination.
Which I thought was the last movie, but no.
They're making another one. Die Hard. Die Hard.
You people ain't got it yet. You can't cheat death.
Well, we want to see people be stupid.
No more Call of Duty. If you're going to change the title more, at least, call it Call of Honor, Medal of Duty, Medal of Call of Halo. Call it something else.
Call of Halo. I can actually see that Master Chief comes in and shoots a whole bunch of humans.
They're going to somehow intertwine the storyline.
Well, they did it with Dead or Alive. They somehow did it with Dead or Alive.
No more Pokemon, because we're running out of bad ideas of Pokemon.
I mean, you can't turn anything else into a Pokemon unless you can turn a car into one.
They're making trash cans in the Pokemon. They're making piles of garbage in the Pokemon. They're making
which he's signs. Not lying about. There is a pile of garbage called Garbage Mon.
Well, they had the, what's that muck thing? That purple ugly thing.
That purple ugly thing.
From like the first season.
Gastly? No, oh, wait, Ditto. Ghost.
Yes.
Ditto?
Him, but no, it was another one. He's like a little pile of goo. And he's purple.
Ditto.
No.
That sounds like Ditto.
That does sound like Ditto.
The pile of goo that's purple. No. And he changes into other Pokemon.
And he says, Ditto.
No, it's another one. But I don't remember the name, so never mind.
The point she's trying to make is that there are too many Pokemon.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they're turning too much stuff.
That's the same as how in the comic book world there were too many mutants, so they decided to kill all of them.
And Max Odious. And
yeah. There are too many Pokemon. We do not need any more Pokemon. There are also too many terrorists in the Call of Duty world. There cannot be that many terrorists, possibly.
Apparently
there are so many terrorists, and there are so many...
And they're Russians.
There are terrorists, Russians, and United States Marines.
You're doing one set of terrorists, and then another one come out of nowhere.
There
are
a Russian,
way like, too many sets of
the
Marines.
Chinese, now you gotta go come after the Russians. You kill the Russians, now here come the English.
And then you got that one American that wants to destroy the world because his hamburger was made wrong.
That is why Hudson no, Mason was there.
But with that, we're going to actually take our first storm break, which none of you guys will actually hear. But all the people listening to this podcast are going to hear, so y'all be happy with that one. And when we come back, I'm actually going to go through some news headlines and stuff. Be right back.
Here's a little story that I think you'll like. It's not about Shaq or Iron Mike. So buckle your seatbelts, it's gonna get choppy. And listen to the tale of the time I fought Rocky. One day me and all my friends were hanging, talking about which of the girls was most banging. Then one friend says,
you know who's really tough? Rocky.
Hit me, home.
The boxer.
Man, I said, yeah, I know him. What about him? He said,
he's really tough.
No way, man, I'm calling you bluff. I think that I can take him, and to prove my point, I'll challenge him in public.
Yeah, that's the joy.
So the very next day, stayed true to my word, and I snuck on TV so I could be heard. I said, Rocky, if you're out there, I think you're a nerd, and I'll lick you and bury you like a dog turd. I got kicked out, but the candle was lit, cause the people had to know if my claim was legit. It made the headlines, then I got the call. It was Rocky, and he wanted a brawl. We negotiated terms and set the date. Then I went into training to add some muscle weight. While I punched on meat in a rickety shack, he was sipping on wine, having models rub his back. At the weigh-in, boy, the tension was high. Me and Rock toe-to-toe and eye-to-eye. I talked some trash, we got pulled apart. I shot him one last look to strike fear in his heart. Skip ahead, the big night was finally here. My body was ripped and my mind was clear. We entered the arena to the roar of the crowd. People chanting my name, I never felt so proud. Faced off once more in the center of the ring. Touched gloves, said a prayer, then the bell went. He hit me with a left and shattered my face. And a right set my teeth all over the place. Then another great punch caved in my eye socket. He broke my jaw and my trainer yelled,
stop it!
But nobody heard him and he crushed my ribs. Blood sprayed off my face and onto some kids. They yelled out,
more!
And Rocky obliged. I had to think of some way to turn the tide. So I leaned back to hit him with all of my might. Took a swing, but he caught me with a sucker punch right. Then a sucker punch left and a sucker punch right. Then 22 consecutive sucker punch right. He tore off my arms and beat me with them. Then threw acid in my face, which obscured my vision. He kicked me in the leg and fractured my shin. The bone splinter shot right out of my skin. People barfed in the crowd, they were going insane. Then Rocky punched my nose bone into my brain. I was quivering and twitching when I soiled my shorts. Then Rocky pissed on me, customary in sports. The doctor came out and pronounced me dead. And that was the night I fought Rocky.
Punched in the face.
We are back. Honestly, don't know what songs I'm actually going to play for you guys, so you'll check them out in the show notes. I'll make sure to have them this time. Promise. But I'm actually going to go through some news headlines. I've been talking to both of them separately and stuff like that about different news headlines, and they're hopefully a little bit short in discussion. But first one comes up is Kathy Lee is a moron. If you guys have not been following, Kathy Lee Gifford on her show The Other View, they were asked a question, which apparently was some other guy by the name, his last name is Douche. I'm not making this up, his last name is Douche.
Well,
he's a douche anyway, but
at least he knew his name.
Yeah, that's one thing. But they were asked a question if adults over 30 were labeled to be weird to play video games. And Kathy Lee pretty much opened up her mouth and said, "Weird," and then Xbox. And to which...
I think she's on to a point, because the Xbox is really weird.
But she just said Xbox. It wasn't even Xbox or Xbox 360. It was just Xbox.
She's saying weird. Xbox as a brand name is a
But
weird
she said
name.
Weird after 6 seconds, and then said Xbox.
She was trying to
think about what the new word was.
I'm done defending this one.
Yeah. You can't defend her. You can't defend her. I mean, I understand if you had a valid point as to why you would call gamers weird. Siobhan looks weird right now playing.
Shut up.
Anyway. I can understand that. It's just, if you don't have enough facts, which the facts are, the average gamer age right now is 37. And 50% of gamers are actually females, which I'm pretty sure most of them probably do watch that show she watches.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that too. It's mostly old women wondering if people are still playing the newfangled but Nintendo.
Time that show comes on, most of us are probably still in the bed.
That too. But if you had your fat straight, maybe then I would say, okay, that's weird. But you're talking to a group of people that are probably watching it, and then they're like the people that would read the next book of Oprah, not knowing what the book is about. Oh, it's an Oprah's fan club. I'm going to read that book. That's how I really feel about that. But we're going to move on from that news subject. The next news headline. Depending on when you get this episode, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 comes out. Are you guys excited?
See, the thing about that is, I love Harry Potter. But the last book I read was book 3 when we were in Mrs. Tolbert's class.
So oh, yeah. I remember that.
Because she bought me the books.
Yeah.
And then no one bought me the books after that. And then the
you had no like reason to read it.
And I was like, I don't want to go to the library because I owe them $1 million. And I can't take out a book from there because they won't let me. So I don't know what's going on. I tried to watch the movies. But the last movie I saw was the third movie. Because I only watched the movies after I read the books. So I don't know what's going on. So I'm not really excited about Harry Potter.
Well, what you should do is go online somewhere and watch the movies afterwards.
No.
Or read Wikipedia.
Yeah, or Wikipedia.
Wikipedia tells you everything.
No, I don't do Wikipedia. Have you seen Lil Wayne's Wikipedia page?
It yeah.
Not correct at all.
Yeah, I've seen
just,
it.
Just go look at
nobody
it.
Cares about Lil Wayne.
Not on Wikipedia. Anyway.
Anybody that cares about Lil Wayne or on Wikipedia are probably labeled a nerd by the hip-hop community. That being said...
I don't know. I don't think the hip-hop community has nerds.
You kind of get shot if you're a nerd in the hip-hop community.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Being white and nerdy. White and nerdy. White and nerdy.
Wow.
They think I'm white and nerdy.
You don't care, huh?
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Anything you want to say, Sakura?
Nope, no comment.
I'm actually looking forward to it, and you guys will probably get a
review.
You know
what, that reminds me of something.
What?
I'm tired of Harry Potter games. Harry Potter 1, Harry Potter 2, Harry Potter 3, Harry Potter 3.5, Harry Potter Quidditch. This is almost getting to be like Call of Duty. We're going to be in Harry Potter 11.
I doubt we're gonna need more Harry Potter games after a while.
Done. No, no more Harry Potter.
He said if she make another one, we gonna have some issues.
Well, oh, while we're on the subject of Harry,
she's coming out with Pottermore.
Yeah, I was going to actually say that.
By the online community.
Yeah, it's Pottermore is supposedly gonna be some type of ginormous online community for Harry Potter fans. Where
so pretty much that means the only people who are gonna be on this Pottermore are
Potterheads.
Yes, little kids who love the books and.
Potterheads.
Old men with very bad intentions on their mind.
Like pedal bears?
Yeah, all types of pedal bears.
Pedal bear dance. But a little bit of Pottermore is that it's supposed to be like an online community of Harry Potter fans and everything. And supposedly you can get the ebooks for the first time, which I'm pretty sure people probably had already made up illegally.
Yeah.
And I heard there's supposed to be some type of game where you can find wands out in the real world.
Huh?
Like you can find, like, yeah, like an online scavenger hunt. You go ahead and answer clues and stuff like that on the website, and they're, like, scattered around the world.
Oh, okay.
With it being either in Detroit, I highly doubt that, but still.
I don't think, yeah, everybody's scared to come to Detroit. They think they'll get shot.
Yep. That's why they make a movie, Detroit. Oh, wait, we can just go ahead and go to another town, like Toronto.
Well, Transformers was filmed downtown.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Parts of it, yeah.
It was filmed in my school, actually.
You can notice where you can actually notice, if you actually do live in Detroit and you notice some places, you actually see some parts in Transformers, too. Which, by the way, I heard it did very well in the box office, so. Tops on that. Not really a news headline I was going for, but.
I completely agree with Megan Fox about most of it.
What, he's a Nazi?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't agree anything with...
I'm not just saying that because she's hot and I want her. I'm saying that because she's right.
I got over Megan Fox.
No.
Like, I want not only hotness in a girl, I want some talent.
No.
And some tact.
No.
I don't care.
I'm completely shallow, so I don't care about any of whatever you do.
At least you can
do
that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how I feel. But, next thing on subject. Wii U and PlayStation Vita and why those are annoying, stupid names. The Wii U is supposed to be the Nintendo successor to the Wii.
Sounds like a university.
That's what the first thing I thought.
The Wii U is an iPad.
Or PU.
That's what everybody else has been saying. And like Nintendo, they haven't said jack crap about the system. Like, it took after the E3 presentation for them to admit, oh, we're sorry about this whole thing, thinking that the controller was the thing. The system was actually on the back on the TV, if you notice. Yeah, like anybody noticed, but you were toting out the remote like pimps. And the Wii U was your whores.
Nice to know how you feel about it.
As much as I don't like the idea, I'm probably going to buy one anyway.
Yeah, more than likely.
I should stop.
I still want to know what games I'm going to get, though.
Resident Evil, Mario.
Well, you know, the only thing, and I heard this on... I heard this.
Link, Mario, another Resident Evil, Mario, more Capcom games, Marvel vs. Capcom 4.
I doubt that. I doubt they're going to do that. But I have heard that, I heard this on another podcast, and they made a very good point. Like, when the Wii first came out, everybody tried to make sure that everything on the Wii was used. Like, the first No More Heroes, if you played it after a while, you notice they made sure everything on that Wii was used. Well, almost everything. But also on the DS, everything was made use until they figured out, oh, okay, we can do certain stuff on there and stuff like that. The Wii U, I feel that once it comes out, they're going to end up... Somebody's going to stupidly put the HUD on the controller screen. I don't want to look on the screen for my HUD. I want it on the screen on the TV. Another...
Yeah.
If you guys are hearing the music in the back, and if you guys play The Sims and you watch the show, first off, awesome. Secondly, she's playing The Sims 3. So,
my mode is getting on my nerves very badly right now.
And another thing that's been announced with a stupid name, PlayStation Vita, which I want to eat.
Sounds like delicious food.
Sounds like a delicious food that Sony made. But
Sony made it, I'm not sure it's, I want to eat it.
Well, they make good TVs.
Yeah, you know, that hard silicon flavor, that's what's up.
Alright. But,
nice.
It's supposed to be a touchscreen on the back and front. Well, touchpad on the back. And so far, games that I've seen that have been announced are an Uncharted game.
So it's an N-Gage.
It's like the N-Gage, but a lot less sadder.
So it's the PSP Go.
Yeah, it's right there. It doesn't come with proprietary discs. It will no longer use the UMD disc, but
so
it will
PSP Go.
But it will use the micro SD cards. For games.
So it's PSP Go. We are aware that PSP Go did pretty terribly.
Yeah, we all aware of that. But
we
I
are
get...
aware that N-Gage just pretty much ruined whoever's life we created it. So let's fuse those two concepts together and come out with a really, really bad product.
Well, I actually think it might do well. Like I said, it doesn't come with the UMD disc anymore. Graphics are actually supposed to be around the same as a PlayStation 3. Just a little bit lower because of the system specs and being smaller. The only thing that sucks about it is it comes in two models, Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi 3G. And the 3G is handled by AT&T, which does so well.
Can I get my eyes on the Sprint network?
No.
Can I jailbreak it and get it on the Sprint network?
If somebody jailbreaks it, yes. And they don't get sued. To which they will get hacked again.
I clearly had a
good. But, one last thing before I go into blog news or podcast news and stuff like that. About that show.
Oh, look. Okay.
Ah. One sec. I actually forgot where I left off at because my dog started barking. And she's doing it again. Nah, I honestly forgot where I left off. Oh, right. PlayStation Vita.
We're talking about how much Brian Bendis is a douchebag.
Who's Brian Bendis? Oh, now I remember who Brian Bendis is. I know who he is.
I think it's Brian Bendis. Somebody did.
No, we're talking about PlayStation Vita. We already know about your hatred of Ultimate Spider-Man.
No, the world does not understand. That is tragedy.
Are they ever going to understand?
Nope.
No, they will never.
But,
something that's off topic. I've been wondering lately how far back my newsfeed goes on my phone because it just keeps going. So I've been just
endless.
all the way back.
So it's endless so far,
it goes,
huh?
It goes.
Have you got the 2002 yet?
No.
Wait, have you even got a Facebook in 2002?
No, we were like 12. No.
I was going to say, that's when it was just starting up. If that movie was correct.
Very, very first.
I didn't get a Facebook until about 2005, 2000.
Yeah, same here. I didn't know what a Facebook was.
I've looked over my Facebook page over the years and noticed that a lot has changed.
So have I.
They change it like every week.
I could actually see a without time telling anybody. Where there were periods in my sentences. Which is something that's unusual.
Speaking of Facebook and social networking sites, Google has went ahead and opened up the floodgates after opening their floodgates and invites only for people. Google Plus has finally opened up.
Yeah, so Google Plus has turned in the first port. You know, just open the legs and let everyone in. You know?
Yeah.
That's how you feel about it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Also,
I'm on it. I doubt these two are on it.
Of course you're on it.
You're on everything.
I had to check it out.
Like the internet.
Well, that's free. Let me get some of that right there.
Hey.
I'm
a high priced one.
I like this Google Plus right here.
But you still admitted that you're internet.
Sorry, but I'm Facebook, a high price. But I found something better.
I still go on Facebook just heartily.
Way to go.
And I still go on Twitter like crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
If you guys want to check what it looks like real quick, I can bring it up.
I don't know what it looks like.
Once again, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want none of that.
But it opened up. I believe I did an impression on Google Plus already. Yeah, I have. I already did. It's up on the blog if you guys want to check it out. I'll also leave in the show notes my profile. So if you guys want to add me into your circles, which has been actually been growing.
So if you also want to join the cult of darkness,
it's add not, me. Hey.
Because
hey,
I recommended you.
Darth Vader's on there, so it's not that dark. Yep. I said it. Darth Vader's on Google Plus.
I am
leaving that. I'm not on Google Plus, I should say. Maxwell Knight's on Google Plus, but
oh,
I doubt it.
Maxwell.
But I'm not getting a Google Plus because I already control the Twitter and I'm lazy.
Oh, he finally admits it.
Yep. Final's still mad about Google Plus, by the way. With that, all those news headlines out the way, unless you guys wanted to talk about something, anything, nothing comes up.
Let's talk about how Bendis is retarded.
Still on that, huh?
Yeah.
If you guys have not already know, the Ultimate Peter Parker and the Ultimate Universe of Marvel has died. And probably in fall, we should have a new Spider-Man, but Final has been having a hard time dealing with that.
No, I've not been having a hard time dealing with it.
Well, he's mad. He's mad at the writer.
It's not real. It doesn't exist because Ultimate Comics don't exist to me because it's not real. It's not canon. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, something that might appeal to you, Final. You know that Akira movie that they were working on?
What about
it? It got shut down. It's no longer being made.
Okay.
It's no longer being made.
You know that Halo movie that was supposed to be made a long time ago?
That was District 9.
You know that Halo movie that was supposed to be made a long time ago?
Yeah.
That they scrapped?
Yep.
And then they decided to make it into a whole bunch of more alien movies?
Like District 9?
Like District 9.
And District 10, if that ever comes out?
No.
I can see that coming out.
This is not Ocean's 11.
They're gonna put the number on there.
No.
So it's going to be District 9 Ultimatum?
No, it's going to be District 9.
Unleashed?
Have you ever seen Final Fantasy X2? They can do that.
Yeah, they are doing that.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, no more online Final Fantasy games, please. No.
Oh, they're going to still make those. I know somebody on Twitter that actually plays Final Fantasy
Speaking
online.
Speaking of online games, no more Call of Duty, please.
Said at the beginning. Blog news. I guess it's mostly me talking about this and stuff. Blog news. I don't see nothing going on, but if you guys can honestly go ahead and tell people about the site. Nothing is going on right there. Well, no. I will take that back. I'll take that back. I'll take that back. There has been some stuff that has been going on. I did a review on the Fairly Odd Parents movie that was on Nickelodeon. 121 now. Got up to 121. Views on that. Hello.
Like views for the article or
views on that article. On that one article. I can bring it up right now. I can go ahead and bring it up right now if I can find it. La la. La 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 la.
So that means like 121 for one article.
One article.
And not the entire one. So probably more altogether.
Because apparently everybody wanted to know what somebody thought about that movie.
And you did a review on this.
Because I was watching it.
Because you were what?
I was watching it. I made a point to watch it and I wanted to see what it looked like.
I haven't seen Fairly Odd Parents since I was like, a long time ago.
More like we are at 128 views. To this recording, we got 128 views on... Well, I can guess I can go ahead and read off the top posts. Top posts so far during the week of this recording. Fairly Odd Parents review. The unaired pilot of Wonder Woman. And how you can see 6 seconds of it. The 6 second pilot of her just walking to the camera. Have fun with that, people. My impressions on Google Plus. The episode guide and show notes. I did a comic review on something. Teen Nick. And how they're going to be showing 90 shows on there.
Can we not?
All that stuff.
Not support Google Plus, please. Can we not support anything by Google, please?
Nah. Because I have Gmail. I need my email.
I do too.
I need my email.
I did that. That's what my school.
This phone requires a Google account.
Because it's Android. But, podcasts, I have no idea how I'm going to keep recording and stuff. So.
What do you mean you have no idea?
I don't know, just scheduling.
You should,
probably work that out.
Yeah.
I should.
Stop being so lazy and just do it, you know?
Just do it.
Like Nike, just write.
Maybe every 2 weeks. No, not every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
What about bi-monthly?
Lazy, no.
Bi-monthly.
Well, Team 4-Star does that.
That's Team 4-Star. We're not Team 4-Star.
I know, I'm more awesome than that.
We're Team Regiment.
Yeah, more awesome than Team 4-Star in there.
Are you calling them out? Do you really want to do this?
No, I don't.
I think they'll destroy us.
I don't think you want to.
Yeah.
Why is the vacuum dryer? Oops.
It's supposed to be friendly towards fellow
internet people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not. We can't take pot shots like this.
Down.
I'm Shadow Akuma, and this is ESR News. Hacker group Lowsec is at it again, this time targeting the British tabloid The Sun and its owner, Rupert Murdoch. This attack led The Sun's website to be redirected to a page stating Murdoch's death, which was fake, and later just redirected to Lowsec's Twitter page. This is after they tweeted that they were done hacking folks and joined up with Anonymous. Rebecca Black, for some odd reason, is going into the music biz. After her viral hit Friday, Black will reportedly have a 5-song EP coming out soon, and one of the songs coming, titled My Moment, is already on a YouTube page under her own name. This is weeks after she had claimed copyright of her Friday video and took it down. Someone help us all. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 is now known as the best domestic debut of a movie, topping over Warner Brothers' other movie, The Dark Knight, within its opening weekend. It also broke the record for overseas opening and most gross at midnight showing of the movie. You can read a review of it on our blog. Spoiler, it's wonderful. And no shots to anyone, Capcom has officially canceled the AMA registered, citing that an assessment of whatever the title will go into for production is based on a number of criteria from input from other sectors of the company. Unfortunately, it was not felt that the Mega Man Legends 3 project met the required criteria. Fans that helped in the creation of the project will be getting something in the mail from them. More than likely, it's lost hope. And in other gaming news that isn't sad, some Hollywood people are doing some voice work for some video games. Laura Vanderhoof from Smallville NV and Battlestar Galactica's Katie Sackhoff will be voicing Mary Jane and Black Cat respectively in Spider-Man Edge of Time, and Mio Vanaginima of Heroes and Marvel anime Wolverine will be voicing one of the three mutants in X-Men Destiny. Stay tuned for more podcasts. We are back, and I kind of failed to tell you guys about the whole block thing, but I guess this worked out in the end. I did a review on the Fairly Odd movie, Grow Up Tim Turner, which if you guys didn't know, Nickelodeon went ahead for the 10th anniversary of Fairly Odd Parents. The creators of Nickelodeon made a live-action movie of Fairly Odd Parents, and it starred Drake Bell as Timmy Turner, our pink-headed buck-tooth kid, who didn't have buck teeth. It had live-action versions of Jorgen, Vicky, Tootie, and Cosmo and Wanda, and his parents, and Crocker. Baby. And the plot basically was...
And Poof.
Well, no, not a live-action of Poof. Poof was still computer-animated. But Poof's first words was spoken by Randy Jackson. It was as hilarious as it sounds.
That is not something worth
mentioning. It was hilarious as it sounds.
When I was a baby, my first words were spoken by Randy Jackson. So I feel special.
At least it wasn't Michael Jackson.
That would have been wrong.
That's not nice.
Michael Jackson impersonator. Oh, yep, he got reincarnated as a magical baby.
I take it back.
The plot basically was Timmy Turner is 32 years old, still living with his parents.
He's not 32. He's 23.
Either way, he's old. 23. He's 23. He's still.
Drake Bell is 23.
Yeah, he is. So I guess I will get to that in a sec about that, because I was reading the Chicago Tribune review about it, and they made a good point. But the plot is, Timmy Turner's 23, he's still living with his parents, still goes to elementary school, and he still has his fairy godparents because of, he was able to find a way around the rules, which state, once you get old, you lose your fairy godparents. He was able to find a way to keep them, and now that Tootie has returned, beautified, I guess, he's starting to have grown-up feelings for her and starting to fall in love. And that means losing his fairy godparents. So,
Poof is a baby.
Yep.
And he's the offspring of Cosmo and Wanda.
Which means I would say more so Cosmo and Timmy, because Timmy made the wish. And Cosmo got pregnant.
Yes.
So let's confuse children more.
In the fairy world. In the fairy world, the men have the babies.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this baby won't shut up.
But, he basically. He has to come up with a choice.
Do what I do.
Keep
him to a room and leave it alone.
Keep your family. He has a choice to either keep his family, which is his fairy godparents, or to go after the person that he's fallen in love with. And I went ahead and wrote up a review on the blog. When you go up on it, I gave a review. It's a 5 out of 5, which we now have a scale system. I just need to make up pictures for it. We have a scaling system. It's a 5 out of 5. I thought it was actually a pretty good movie. I know Sakura watched like parts of it. You got any thoughts on it from what you saw?
Just weird stuff. But from what I saw, it was pretty good.
And me and Sakura were telling. Oh, they also had live action versions of AJ and Chester McBadbat. And
so these two people played by Macaulay Culkin and his cousin, who's AJ is the black guy, right?
Yep. He was played by an actor named Jesse Reed. Me neither. And Jason Alexander portrays Cosmo as a human, and Cheryl Hines does Wanda as a human. But, the movie, I would say, was pretty much it. What Nick, I would say, animated movies, and I said this in my review, when a movie gets a live action adaptation of it, well, not a live adaptation of a movie, but a live adaptation of a cartoon. It is bound to fail.
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Evolution comes to mind.
Street Fighter.
Last Airbender.
Avatar.
Oh, God, don't remember that one.
So, about that Pokemon live action movie in the making?
That one on YouTube is awesome.
That was actually pretty good. He was like.
That one was like, awesome.
He was like, will it ever end? When I catch them all.
Pokemon used as play.
Can I show her? Have you seen it? Oh my god. You should come here real quick. This is amazing. This was the best thing ever. He was like, there are no more gym leaders.
There aren't any more gym leaders anymore, Ash.
It's not a game anymore.
People fighting the get Pokemon.
The corniest part was with Misty. He was like, "I choose you."
I choose you, and they kiss.
Ew. I was like, "What?"
Ew.
Oh my god.
Right now, final is actually we're actually gonna take a small break, but we'll come right back to the Timmy Turner movie discussion. Small thing about. Be right back.
It's so loud inside my head with words that I should have said as I drown in my regrets. I can't take back the words I never
think the war on terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really pull it?
and a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place, that's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see's a bunch of what the fucks. Dude is dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such, and that ain't Jersey Shore. Homie, that's the news, and these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist, Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say shit. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem. My problem is I'm peaceful, and I believe in the people. Yeah.
It's so loud.
If we never heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war, where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant, and you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up? Just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away. Worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this shit belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
Okay, we are back after watching Team 4-Star videos and got distracted again. But hey, we came back. We came back for you guys because we care. We care. A little bit more on the Fairly Odd Parents movie.
Hey, our review was beat the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, we just looked this up. Our review is the third link after two LA Times reviews, and it's above a Chicago Tribune review. So suck it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just checking. Yeah. I'm actually pretty surprised. I will actually have to say thank you everybody on Twitter and probably people on Facebook as well. Although I highly doubt that.
Probably.
I highly doubt that. Think of the friends I have on Facebook. Exactly.
Okay,
exactly. Partly my fault, but still. But yeah, mostly people on Twitter and other sites that I shared it with. Thanks a lot. You guys were able to make me feel very important. I'm sure if we did like other reviews of updated stuff, more than likely we'll be top on there. But, eh. You can't complain about that one at all. You guys are awesome. God, what else can we talk about?
My Sims are being retarded. I think my child is the spawn of a freaking devil.
The devil? Speaking of the devil, I was watching South Park, and they had to kill Butters off. They had to fake his death, so that way they can infiltrate. You remember those little, cootie catcher game things?
Mm-hmm.
Where you open up the slit and it had like an answer, like like the magic eight ball? They were trying to capture that because they thought they told the future. They are little boys anyway, so.
So they sacrificed somebody to do that?
No, they faked his death. They faked it with a pig and they threw it off of a building. And Butter's parents thought he was dead. So Butter's dad, for some stupid reason, decided to go ahead and do a pagan ritual to bring him back to life. Little did he know that his son was still alive and they just dressed him up as a girl. So when the whole operation was over and Butters went back, they thought that Butters was the spawn of Satan. They locked him up in the basement. And then they killed somebody and threw him downstairs in the basement. And the last line Butters says before the show ends is, "I just want some SpaghettiOs." It's a really messed up episode.
So they went through a ritual to bring him back.
Well, his dad did.
So his dad went through a ritual to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came back, he locked him up.
Because they thought he would be evil and from hell.
So they decided to bring him back, knowing that he would be evil and from hell, just to lock him in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be no logic in that.
It's none. But is there any logic in South Park?
Something is always wrong.
I can go ahead and go into those short details about it, but I'm going to talk about it after this break, because after this break we can all say goodbye and then I can go ahead and record the stuff I can record by myself. There's actually two sites that I end up coming to chance on. Two sites I can go into. One site is called My Zeus, and My Zeus basically, it does something pretty awesome with your music. If you got a Last FM account or a radio account, it looks through your music and it ciphers through all the music that you had listened to, all the music that is scrolled and stuff. It goes ahead, it looks through all your music, and it brings you recommendations of movies based on the music you listen to.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
My Zeus?
MyZeus.com.
Zeus, like the god Zeus?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another website I end up finding out about is prizes.org. This one's really, really interesting. People go ahead and they give you a task to do. A real good task to do. Like somebody wants a mixtape for music they want to work out to. Or something like that. You give them that. And if you go ahead, people vote on what you said. And other people can also enter it as well. You get cash for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One person on there is actually willing to give you $100 for the best poem about otters or something like that.
Otters.
Or that.
I gotta check that out. I got some pretty interesting, unique indie music that people might buy that I can share with the world.
But that's only if they ask it or something. But you can also ask yourself, ask for a task is being done for, I think the minimum is $15.
What?
I'm not sure. I haven't really seen anybody go any lower.
I got $2.
I'm pretty sure that's not enough.
That's enough to get you a McChicken and a double hamburger.
I want a Twix.
Which is what I had. You can get like 5, 10, 10 of those.
Not with $2. Not here. I can't go to the gas station and get it for $2.
You better head on down to, well, head on up to Canada.
Under my umbrella. Hello, hello.
I got one of those.
Why are you up at 3 in the morning?
3 in the morning. Why am I coming with that random song?
Something wrong with you.
Yes, yes, there is. Wow, there's some more people on here that gave up $100. $100 for original custom low cat design. $100 for designing my dining room. $100 to design a logo for an award-winning barbecue team. And $100 is the best poem about otters. By the way, the poem about otters got 326 entries.
Wow.
Yeah, see, this is prizes.org. I'm already signed up and stuff like that because, you know, I need to see that hotness. I need to see the new hotness for myself.
You're trying to get some, submit some work.
I'm also trying to get some money, too. So, I think I entered into 2 submissions so far, and I have no idea how that's going.
Hey, yay! Even though it's 3:23 in
the morning. Design a new PC. Get my son to eat his vegetables. Help me help my new screen printing company. I'm not even sure if my entry even got voted on. It would be pretty awesome if I did. And no, it didn't. They got 0 votes. Yay! They're still talking. I guess if we ever record again, which I hope we do, I guess the last couple minutes of our show will be just like random things I want to that I happen to find on the internet. I want to check show you guys. Also, by the way, there are actually, if you guys are actually getting sick of TV and you're kind of thinking about getting rid of cable,
Netflix.
That's one. If you're looking like for specialized shows, there's actually a website called revision3.com. And it hosts a whole bunch of different web shows to your liking. There's shows for tech geeks, shows for people that want to make movies and stuff like that. And they're actually really pretty good.
I also know that there are website Hulu is still around.
Hulu's still up, and YouTube, they have their YouTube channels and stuff like
YouTube
that.
YouTube is probably way funnier than real TV anyway.
Yeah.
So you guys are just...
That'll actually be a very interesting thing to do on the next episode we record is we go ahead and talk about different internet web shows that we have watched, and we can just talk about them. That way everybody's all planned up and everything right on a notebook or something, you know? Also, there's a few podcasts that guys I want you listeners to check out too. Not the saying that you should avoid ours.
Yeah, way to give them ideas.
He's totally giving you a way to get away from us.
Well, you can still visit our blog. There's actually 3 I want you listeners to check out because they probably do need more listeners, even though they already do. The first one is The Weekly Geek.
Don't give them any more listeners. Don't give them our
listeners. They already got enough. They can get more.
Yeah, take ours.
The little that we do have.
Weekly Geek is pretty much a geek-centric podcast, and they talk verbatim about a whole bunch of stuff that we also talk about. Probably a little bit better. We need time.
Would you stop advertising for other?
We just need more time, that's all. That's what I'm saying.
They're getting free advertisement. What are we getting? We're getting bad reviews from you. You're supposed to be the executive.
Because of you.
The executive in chief is giving us bad reviews. They're better than us.
I just said a little bit. I said a little.
They're better than us. Go check them out.
Right.
I said a little.
horrible.
But
are they paying you off? Are they paying you off?
No.
You're fired.
But
can we really fire him?
No. You fire me, this thing's over with.
We can overthrow him.
What, this is a mutiny?
I think we'll need the other members.
Are you guys giving me a black spot now? No, huh?
We'll put you in the back seat with Maxwell. That's
but
yeah. From now on, you do everything, but you don't talk.
But the Weekly Geek, the host of the show, he actually does a whole bunch of he draws. He's in an ad creating agency, I believe, and he draws a lot, and he actually sells his prints. Hopefully, because I would tell you guys, listeners, this: me and Sakura were working on something. We were it was actually for a class assignment for her, and we made up like this fake website and everything, but it gave us an idea to try to do t-shirts and stuff. So hopefully when we get some money together in our pockets,
if we get some money together, I'll still be paying off student loans.
Oh yeah. Well, let's say next five. Hold us the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Probably in the next 5 years, we could probably do t-shirts and hats we can give you guys. Maybe. I'll probably give you a link to that in the show notes as well, but don't expect any mailing or anything about
don't,
that.
Don't buy anything.
Don't. We got nothing to buy with, so. But, yeah, the host owner, he does, like, prints and stuff. He does a whole bunch of video game prints, bless you.
Thank you.
Another podcast you guys can check out is Podtoid. And Podtoid is actually run by this great guy on Twitter, Jim Sterling, and hosted by three other people. And they talk about video games and stuff like that. And it's actually a podcast for the website Destructoid, which is pretty much a blog where actual gamers write up reviews and stuff like that. Like actual normal people, not people that went to journalism school or anything. These are actual people that got together and like, you know what? Let's make up a website and just do game reviews and stuff. And what do you know? Lo and behold, they go to E3. Hopefully one day we get to do that. Make that as a trip. As a whole.
We gotta go to a lot of places.
Yeah. We kept pimping out stuff for you. You guys keep pimping us out. Be pimps. On the internet.
No, they're the pimps.
We're the high price horse?
Yes. You're okay. High price
horse. Yeah, I'm high price. Yay.
She's a cute baby.
And one more podcast. I'm trying to think. What's the last podcast? Anime Addicts Anonymous. I know that sounds like an AA meeting, but it's not. It's not. It's.
Why is my son dressed in a flower shirt?
They actually. Their tagline is making your addiction to anime even worse. And they basically go ahead and they talk about anime and stuff like that. And they do reviews and actually good reviews. Like, you could tell some of those hosts are getting sick of Harlem anime, like I am. I'm so getting sick of Harlem anime. And all that stuff. But, any websites you guys want to pimp out? Anything? Well, I guess we are done. We recorded the fourth episode with little to no distraction. And a grill sitting right across from us.
With no food on it.
With no food on it.
That's why we know we're not distracted with no food.
But, I get to go ahead and edit this out later on when these guys go home and stuff. Hopefully it should be up later on. It'll probably be uploaded, you know, maybe next, probably tomorrow, because I still got to record new segments and probably go into depth with I probably won't go into depth with my Zeus and stuff like that.
I know that my screen better get here. UPS better hurry up.
And I know I'm splitting all this stuff into different parts so that way it's spread out, because I got like 8 songs to play. I'll probably lessen it down to you. Sorry, listeners.
You're talking
real too much. Yeah, but still, we did a pretty awesome job. We recorded and everything. I will also make sure to have the show notes for the second episode in our season 2, because I've been lazy and been doing other blog stuff. But This is the end of the episode.
Bye. Bye-bye, people.
And hopefully we'll record next time.
Maybe.
When is next time?
I have no idea.
That's why I said maybe.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
You're a hot mess. You act like you've got nothing to do. But I've already lost my temper. I put my love in on the line for you, lady. But my spirits were low. I would have committed a crime for you, baby. Yeah, it got out of control. Your love is real, but I just feel suffocated.
I feel so lonely.
What?
I feel so numb.
I feel so numb.